Well, you know, look, the nuclear war is insane. Everybody knows that. It's not unknown. There are some absolutely crazy people in the U.S. Congress who would, you know, in fact, talk about our encouraging a war with Russia. They actually want to build weapons to pull out of the INF treaty. But they are lunatics in many, many aspects of the crisis that we're going through right now. And in fact, most of them are trying to get rid of President Trump. Now, this is a, this nuclear weapons program, the 6112 bomb and so forth, they're all part of the Obama plan. Trump has adopted the policy of, strengthening the military, strengthening the nuclear arsenal. The idea that he would somehow be preparing for a nuclear war is ludicrous, it's insane, and it's part of the general effort by the British and their assets in both the Republican and Democratic Party to get rid of Trump, precisely because Trump refuses to continue this insane confrontation with Russia and China. In fact, Mafi, I should point out that just yesterday, Trump in Washington at a press conference with the Finnish president said the following. I'd like to read this because it's worth people hearing and thinking about this. Asked by a reporter if he needs Finnish help to ease up problems with Russia, he said, quote, "Well, I hope that we do have good relations with Russia. I say it loud and clear. I've been saying it for years. I think it's a good thing if we have great relations, or at least good relations with Russia. That's very important, and I believe someday that will happen. It's a big country. It's a nuclear country. It's a country that we should get along with, and I think we will eventually get along with Russia." The policy that Trump has quite forcefully followed is to establish these close relations with Russia and extremely close relations with China on the New Silk Road. This is the only hope for mankind to get out from under the Obama policy, the George Bush policy, of geopolitics, of British confrontation between East and West, and to join with the Silk Road process, which is the basis on which we can bring peace to the entire world, including the Palestinian-Israeli crisis and the Iranian situation. We now see that Iran and Saudi Arabia are talking to each other. We see that the Chinese are coming into the Middle East with a win-win approach, saying, let's have peace by getting Iran and Saudi Arabia to talk, the Palestinians and the Israelis to talk, not just talk, but to get together on development, on real physical infrastructure development. This is the basis of peace through development, and there is no alternative. The only other approach would be to accept the policy of London and Wall Street banking interests who are facing general catastrophic breakdown of their financial bubble, and who want to maintain division, conflict, wars, in order to keep the power of the bankrupt Western financial system. That's why Trump is being attacked. Attacked as being a puppet of Putin and the Russians, as being a racist and a Nazi, all of which is ludicrous, insane. It's the purpose, the reason behind these attacks is because Trump wants peace with Russia and China. So the nuclear issue, I don't approve personally or our organization of the modernization of the nuclear arsenal. It's not necessary, but that's the posture he's taken. And, of course, there's a great deal of wasted resources and so forth, and the congressional crowd who's pushing him to drop out of the INF treaty must be stopped. But I personally don't believe, I don't think Mr. LaRouche believes that there's any chance that Trump is going to allow this maniac faction in the United States to come to bear. Again, that's why they're trying to get rid of him with the color revolution, the coup against our own president.